Okay, everyone who's in the room, good morning.
Good morning.
God, I love Fridays. It just works. And everyone who's not in the room is in a lot of trouble. Well, no, it will be their problem with me. So we have quite a few things to do this morning, so I'm not going to chit-chat. Just happy we all made it through the week. And I would like to introduce Dev. No, that wasn't it. I would like to mute my computer. There. On remote. So I would like to introduce the chair of the... Gabby. Gosh, I'm on record and they're translating me yelling at Gabby. This is crazy. It's on the record. What I'd like to introduce the chair of the ICANN nominating committee for the board, Vanda Scardazzini. And did I pronounce that right by any chance? Did I pronounce that right by any chance?
Yes,
great.
Yes.
Perfect.
Look. Yeah. We have no time to waste here. I'm eager to talk with you. So, what is nominating committee? Just to start it, yeah? It's a representation. We have a committee that represents all the communities in the ICANN sitting there to choose the best candidates around the world to fulfill the leadership positions. That's our task there. So there is this structure there. We are 20 people sitting there. And those 20 people, we have this year 7 women and 13 men, so 35% of the my board over there is from women. So we are improved. We are improved. We are getting there. And this time we have a small difference from the other years, because normally the each year we change the chair. So it's for someone that is just jump in that function, it's a lot of thing to learn, and the time slot is very, very tight. So we start in the assembly for the last year, each year, and then for this time we need to have almost everything done to start to get all the candidates that apply and read all the papers, have a methodology implanted, contracted independent party to help us to identify human skills, because we are not the experts on that. So a lot of things must be done at that time. So it's a lot of things to learn. And normally, if it's someone new, it's difficult to go through this. So last year, the board passed a resolution that decided to have a share for the year. The name is whatever, share elect, means nothing for me. But anyway, it's a kind of a vice chair that will take the place of the next year. So they come with me this year, and in the end of this year, they take the place. So it's a time to learn. And when the next committee will set up, everything is done, because we agree with the methodology, we agree with the contractor. Everything will be done till the time. So it's a good new issue from the non-com. Okay, so this is here is our committee. It's people from all groups. So we have this year. We have candidates from the board. We need to find out three members from around the world to fulfill the board position. And board positions are just the top of the group. And we need a lot of things, so we're going to show you what we are looking for. But most issue this time, that's very important, that we need, whatever happens, we need to fulfill one of those slots with the Latin America and Caribbean person. Because there is a bylaws, and the bylaws said you cannot have zero person for one region. In the end of this year, we're going to have the only representative of Latin America and Caribbean area is leaving. So we need a pool of candidates to choose the best. We cannot set up someone just because it's the only one from Latin America. So please help us to do that. You know, contact everybody, get the network, because we have a deadline, and I will show you. But before that, this is our timeline. So 2nd of April, it's our window will close. So we need to run to have better and more candidates, especially for this region. But all the other regions are open. For the other positions, CCNSO, for the board of CCNSO, the board of the GNSO, and also two members to ALAC. This time, ALAC for the Europe and North America. It's rotation. Next year will be Africa, Asia, and Latin America. This time is Europe and North America. So what we are looking after to find in the candidate for the board, it's something like, experience and the personal skills. What are we looking for? Experience. Technical. Not that the guy needs to be very deeply involved with the technical stuff, but he really needs to know what we're talking about here. You cannot go to the board without no knowledge about what we treating here. So policy. We need to people that understand that is there is a policy process, but this policy process is not for him to do. It's for him to understand and to do. Approve and make it happen, but not to build the policy. The policies is made by the community and sent to the board. So it's quite important for the person that will sit there that they are not hands-on. You know, there is not this the kind of people that need to make things happen. They are there to understand, analyze, and give the guidance to the staff and talk with the community to get from the community the guidance for policy. That's the main role of the board member. And certainly needs to have some ability to communicate in English. It is mandatory because all the things for the general group is in English. But more and more, it's become, because ICANN's become very international, so more and more, the skills for the language skills, to have more than one language, two or three, it's five, better, because one person from the board that can address for the community where we are sitting for the meeting in their own language, certainly approach the ICANN with that community. So it's quite relevant, and more and more it's become relevant. But communicate in English inside the board, all the communication, all the talk is just one language. Of course, there is no translations in the board work. So general skill set, of course, we need people with ability to list. good to build in relationship, diplomatic attitude, executive mind, integrity, independency, and be confident but not arrogant. And a lot of other issues, ability to delegate, understanding, respect to the community. So it's a person with a huge knowledge and how to behave in the board. That is for general. So, of course, to do that, you need to have at least some time in board experience. There is no, it's very difficult for someone to jump into the board without a previous board experience. So my asking here is for you to think about the friends you have, the leaders you have in your countries, and, you know, send a message to them. Give them, we brought we have this distributor here, but I brought it. So I give this to you, and think about persons that you like in your country, that you believe in, that it could be a good representation for your region in that board, and convince them to apply. That is quite important, to have many different faces in the board. To become international, we need to show, not only be international inside, but to show outside, and the board is the face of the company. So to show our face, different face, is very, very important, politically important, to grow up as organization. So it's one thing. For the other positions, we're gonna put everything. I'm talking about this presentation, our methodology, and the timeline that we are working with. Everything will be posted in the ICANN website as soon as we finish this meeting. So it'll be easy to go there and in that page and find everything, and ask your friends and your leaders to take a look over there. And start to think about yourselves. Yeah, what I'm doing here? What is my future here? Yeah, there is the first or second time I'm sitting here. What is my goal in that? Where I can be of value in this community? And this is quite important. As I said the last time in Dakar, I'm from Brazil, so I'm also from developing country. And we from developing country, we have a problem. We continuously believe that we don't fit in higher positions. So it's quite important to get rid of this kind of sense of inferiority, because we have a very, very good leaders. You could listen to the president of this country. She's an amazing woman. You know, and if you think about, wow, the guy from Costa Rica, what the hell is Costa Rica? Yeah, it's impossible to continue to have these kind of feelings. So, but it depends on us. We need to believe in ourselves. So we can do that. So we can reach the highest level, because we can be prepared too. If we have this as a goal for us, we can do that. So I'm from Brazil. Brazil is a developing country, but I already been in the board. So it's possible. And you can make a difference when you are there, because you have other visions. You have other sense of the needs of the community. You bring new values into those positions. So you start in that fellowship time here. It's quite important to learn. Of course, you need time to learn. But keep think that you have really capacity to assess other positions and contribute a lot in this, in the construction of this international organization here. So it's my speech here is just to try to share with you, as we are all from developing countries, that it's possible, it's there. We need to continue to ask other people to come. And it's not for just for us. It's not like I'm looking for a job here. It's not that. I want to contribute here, and I want to bring with me my fellows, because I know people that are or as good as I am or even better, and they are not aware about ICANN. They are not aware the difference they will make. We are talking this time with this is a movement also. Like we start the fellowship. We start also now some years ago the DNS Women Group. So what is the goals that we can do that? Let's think about what is DNS. Not DNS only as a technical issue, the technical system, like a space, the domain name space. Let's think what is going to happen in 1 or 2 or 3 years from now. Each home, we're going to have a wash machine connected to the computer, connected to the other machine in your home, with the gate outside, with the garden, and with the your mobile phone. And for each of this equipment, you need what you need. You need an address, an IP address. And what else you need? Your name in that same space. Because so the DNS will be about everything. So everything are built over the DNS. So it's not that it's a bunch of crazy people talking about technical issue. It's not about that. It's about our life, the future of our children. So everyone in each country needs to understand these things, to understand that it will influence their lives. So it's very important. And the first idea to bring new people here from the fellowship was just based on that assumption that we're going to have this information spread around the world. Because if it's not for everybody, it will not work. It's only interest, even for business issue. The only way to have a very interesting business for everyone, for each country, is small business will be built over the DNS. So anything that you're going to see for the future of your children, for yourself, will base it on the DNS. So that is the importance of understand that, to be here and to bring your fellows to here. Because we need to have this very well understood from the whole world community. So that's my message. First one, let's behave like we believe in ourselves. And we have this capacity, and we can reach there. So let's think after this, come over again, apply for other positions. Think about if you are from Europe, if you are from North America, because nowadays, as I normally used to joke with my friends from North America, North America is the future developing country. So it's not that, yeah? We are reaching that, yeah? So it's in a few years, we're going to have all the countries almost in the same position around the world. So or we're going to know that we are all developed or all the others are coming down to be developing country. So it's if you are there, if you're from North America, you are from Europe. Europe is it's a big with the new Eastern countries come entering that. It's still developing countries. And we need more people from that. Apply to the ALAC. We have Seranushu with us now. There is Raquel with us, Fatma with us. So it's a process, and that starts here, but it needs to continue. Everybody can do that. There is no barrier for anyone. It's just to have the will to go and to understand things and to spread the word. And finally, please, my job here is to outreach people. So I need candidates for our pool of candidates. So talk with your friends. Talk about the ICANN. Spread the word around. Talk with your leaders, the people that you respect in your communities. So to apply. And remember that, I don't know, it's our window. It's from 2 weeks or 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now. So please go back home and talk with everybody. Send emails, put in your Facebook, you know, put in your LinkedIn, in your Twitter, iPod. If you enter in mine is easy. It's Wanda Scartesini. It's my name. I have nothing to write, to hide. So I put everything, everyone can enter into my connection in the Facebook. So go there. There is also for the women. We can get the DNS woman. It's open too. So enter into the Facebook. There is a lot of things. Each week that we meet around the world, we have a breakfast in the early in the morning. I know that's difficult for the people from here, but you know, next time you're gonna maybe in another organizations here visiting us, and so join to our breakfast. So it's for me, it's just that I want to share with you that we are able to go out. And please spread the word. Let's have a lot of developing countries represented into the board. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you, Janice, for the wonderful work that you are done. You know, have done since 2007. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Janice.
Well, it's because I met you first.
Any question, I'm eager to answer.
Gabby's a little shy, as you know. We try to push her forward, but she does have a question, so I want her shyness to be...
I can answer this in Portuñol, too.
Because I want to ask that, all the time we see all the things that these people need to be, like you have to do this, to have this experience and that experience. But if I have to really approach someone I know and offer this possibility, I also need, these people ask me because they are very experienced and they have jobs. So what are the benefits? How many hours do I have to work? Am I going to get paid? Many things that are not clear for me. I don't know if the board people get money for this job. I don't know if they have to work all day or only... between meetings, whatever. I know that they work a lot during between meetings too, but I don't know how many hours. If it's full time, what is it?
Yeah, for the board is really a tough task. It's all there in that web page, but it was about not less than 20 hours a week for the board, but. From now, they have to compensate these hours with a little amount of money just to pay for the days that you travel, something like that. Because most of the board needs to travel about five times at least. Okay. When they have some relation difficulties or something to really debate with the GAC, they normally need to meet them in somewhere. So last year was about six travel time. You know, but normal is five times. The three meetings and then two retreats. And the retreats depend where you live because it's circulating also. It's depend on, it's among the board. It's sometimes in the, some people offers to receive the people in their region because it's just a board. And those retreats. So they are paying now for that. There is not decision about the amount who's going to pay for the future, for the next next board. But you still have this compensation for the time that people lose to from their tasks.
You need passionate people.
Hmm?
You really need passionate people.
Yeah, it's you know, it's all it's still volunteer.
Yes.
It's still volunteer. It's not a salary. It's not a job. It's something that you dedicate. But it's worth the experience. You know, it's really, really interesting. You know people around the world. You learn to behave in the international environment. It's quite important for the future of the person also to have that. Yes, I
Vanda, know. Your handlers are really getting nervous for you.
Yeah. No, she is always.
I know.
So the other position are not. Yeah, we need to go. Yeah, and the others are not so tough, you know. The GNSO, they meet a call once, you know, and the three meetings around the world, yes, they demand for that. But the others is just emails or work because most of them had their jobs, so they are very well aware that the time waste is impossible. ALAC is the same. ALAC just have calls around. There is work to do. It's policymaker. Those organizations are policymakers. So there is a work to do, but it's in your home.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So thank you. I need to go. Sorry.
It's okay. We'll take any questions through me.
Yeah. Okay. You can send. I'll be glad to answer because I need to go. I have to report non-con to the board section that is starting now. Okay. But you can find me around. After that, you can go there.
Just mention okay? our website.
I will.
Yeah.
Janice.
Thank you, Vanda. She really does need to go give a report to the board. So, truly, she needs to go. Yeah, I know. You would love to stay with us. We love you. But Joette is my roommate at work. Be assured, if any questions come to me, they go right to Joette, to Vanda. It's instant. So we're happy to do that. Yeah, look for her Facebook. Vanda wants to have everybody befriend her. NAMCOM 2012. Okay. You have to leave too now. I love you, Rumi. You must leave. Okay. So we continue on. We try. Nigel, welcome to our dysfunctional family called Fellowship. our next victim into the Fellowship fire is our brand new vice president of Europe, actually. And when we say brand new, we mean brand new. Nigel literally started here at the ICANN meeting. So his very first day for ICANN was the first day of the ICANN meeting. We like to do that trial by fire, I think. So Nigel, whether you're comfortable walking or sitting...
I'll stand. Thank you very much, and good morning. Thank you very much for inviting me here. And I can't possibly follow that last intervention about the board or anything like that. But I will say a few things about what I hope will be happening in this organization for us anyway. First of all, though, I'm very disappointed that I haven't got a newcomer on my... because you all got little bits of ribbon, didn't you? Yeah, yeah. And I didn't get any bits of ribbon at all, but... Is there anyone from Europe here? Yeah, great. Whereabouts in Europe? Anywhere in particular, or just Europe? You know?
We're in the middle.
In the middle?
I'm Siranush Vardanyan from Armenia. We're in the middle of Europe and Asia.
Absolutely.
Sorina Telanu, Romania.
Romania. Adela Danciu, Romania.
And me, Sasha Dimitrievski from Macedonia.
Macedonia. Oh, Macedonia. Excellent. You're very good at the Eurovision Song Contest, Macedonia, aren't you? And, sir?
I'm Andrei Pazyuk from Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Member of non-commercial constituency.
Fantastic. So we have a great cross-section, and I know I won't ask everyone to introduce themselves, but it's great to see so many different nationalities here. And it is confusing, this first meeting, isn't it? I found it very confusing indeed. And I thought I'd come along, you know, because I was supposed to, you know, I was starting my role at ICANN this week. So I thought I'll be fine. I'll just walk into meetings and I'll understand what's going on. I'll understand what's going on and I'll be able to, understand what the organization is all about. But it's a confusing organization, ICANN, isn't it? It's a bit like the United Nations, you know, that's very confusing. I found that confusing as well, but ICANN is confusing. But the great thing is everyone is so friendly. Haven't you seen that? I mean, you can go up to anyone here and talk about, and all you have to do to get on with people in ICANN is make up acronyms, if you see what I mean. So you just say, how is the NSO going? Or how is the LAC going? Or, and even if you get the acronym wrong, it doesn't matter. Because because anything you can think of, is a word. So, I mean, it really is good. But it is but it is confusing. Well, it's confusing for me because I worked in the UK government, which is in Europe, the UK. Have anyone heard of the United Kingdom or Great Britain? We're having some games in August, you know, little games. I don't know what we do. People run around tracks. They call it the Olympics. But so if any of you want to come to, London for the Olympics, please do. I've got some tickets here. I can sell you some tickets. No. So I've worked in the UK government for years and years, and things in government are very simple compared with ICANN. But it really is a pleasure to be here and see everyone. I'm supposed to be in the global partnerships team. Well, I am in the global partnerships team, and I think some of my colleagues who are much more experienced than me have already spoken to you about the global partnerships team and what it's supposed to do and what it's all about. And well, I was interviewed for the job, so you might say I should know what I'm going to do, but I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. But I think part of it is certainly outreach, because as you heard before, and I won't repeat what was said before, but ICANN is and has to be a global organization. The internet is global. If you like, it's a historic mistake that ICANN is in California. Is that right? That's not very politically correct, is it? But, you know, yeah. Every organization starts somewhere, doesn't it? I mean, things evolve, and things evolve on the internet, and things evolved in the internet, and a lot of development on the internet in the early years took place in the United States. And we had some developments in Europe. We developed the World Wide Web in Geneva, which is in Switzerland. So things develop in different countries, and the internet management of the internet developed in the United States. But that's historical. What we have to cope with now is that the internet is for everyone. And I, as a government, and I've been representing the UK in many different forums. I was in Nairobi for the IGF for the UK government last year. I've been in Beijing. I've been in other countries. And the internet is something which is actually, is as you know, from your own countries, is changing everyone's lives. In Eastern Europe, in countries like Estonia, I'm sure in Armenia and other countries, is just making this tremendous difference. And ICANN plays a role in that. ICANN plays an important role, because keeping the domain name system secure, keeping it reliable, keeping it open and available to everyone is so important. And I think that's why I joined ICANN, because I understood from a governmental perspective how important the ICANN role was and how important it was to keep it going. Because all organizations evolve, but what ICANN does is truly important. But ICANN is also in a privileged position. We in ICANN are privileged. You being part of the organization now are privileged in the sense that the domain name system is something which belongs to everyone, but is run by ICANN. So in terms of global partnerships, what we have to do in the global partnerships team, and I'm glad that Anne Rochelle, many of you will know Anne Rochelle, she is the real expert. She's told me that because obviously I don't understand anything about ICANN, we're going to sit down in Belgium on Monday. Belgium is another European country. It's a very small European country. But we're going to sit down in Brussels over a coffee, and she's going to tell me everything about ICANN in 5 minutes, so that'll be okay. But we in the global partnerships team, we want to outreach. We want to make sure that everyone in the ICANN community is involved in the process. And, of course, in terms of reaching out, in terms of engaging people, it's not just people like yourselves from the registries and the registrars and from the community organizations, but it's also governments, it's also other institutions. It's institutions like the United Nations, like the ITU, like the OECD, like the IETF. All these acronyms, you know, there's so many different international organizations. But there's all these other organizations have a role on the internet as well. And ICANN has to play its role and be part of that ecosystem. I love that word. I don't know what it means, but it's really good. You hear important people speaking and they say, this is the ecosystem. And you know that they must be very important if they use that word. But ICANN has to fit in to this structure. And it does fit in, but it's important that we as ambassadors for ICANN help those other international organizations understand where ICANN fits in. So that's all I'm going to say. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Next, the next meeting is in Prague, isn't it? So that's Europe. Prague is almost Europe. Yes, no, Prague is Europe. And, of course, it's very near. It won't be far from Romania, will it? You'll be able to walk there. So that'll save a bit of money, and it's not far from Armenia at all. You just turn left when you, So anyway, it's a pleasure to be here, and I hope everything goes well for you and safe travels back to wherever you're traveling to. Cheers.
Nigel, we so have needed your spirit here at ICANN. I can't tell you how I am so excited. On music night, I said, okay, Nigel, you're my guy. That's it. You're in. Are there any questions for Nigel? Adela?
Hi, and I'm really glad to have you, the vice president and the representative of Europe. I know that you said it's just a takeoff recent job, but maybe you could tell us a little bit of your plans for the region. What are your intentions to outreach as much as as many organizations and people in the region? Thank you.
Yes. Well, as you say, I'm new to the job, so we haven't got detailed plans, if you like. But what I think is important that I in Brussels, and there's other people in Brussels as well, and we all try and sort of engage with the community, is that we ensure that the governments of Europe, and obviously other people represent the governments of Africa or Latin America or wherever, that the governments of Europe understand what ICANN is about, because sometimes not all the governments do, and it's understandable. If you're in government, sometimes you're told that there's this organization in California that thinks it runs the internet. And what's the natural reaction of a politician if they're told that there's an organization in the United States that runs the internet? They say, well, I won't do the accent, but, you know, there's a reaction against it, because people think, why should someone in California run the internet? You know, so there is an education job to do to make sure the governments understand the important role that ICANN is playing, the important role of the generic top-level domain system, the expansion the important aspects of the IDN, you know, international domain names, which of course is important in terms of the ability to have IDNs in Cyrillic and other languages. So I think part of it's outreaching to governments. Part of it is outreaching to other international institutions, as I said, institutions like the ITU that works, obviously, in Geneva, the OECD, the IETF, the Council of Europe, all those international bodies, but also more broadly to the community as well, to our international businesses. We all have international businesses in our regions and in our towns, and we must make sure that the international businesses understand what the internet is about. And it's not just the businesses that are the internet service providers or the telecom companies. Yes, they should understand what the internet is about. They should understand what ICANN is about, because, you know, without ICANN, without the internet, they wouldn't be very well. They wouldn't be very good businesses. But it's beyond that as well. In the UK, in government, we often tried to talk to pharmaceutical companies, to manufacturers, to retail companies, and saying that you'll rely on the internet. The internet is now your business. And you must understand that the internet has to be managed, it has to be developed, it has to be nurtured, that we're all in this together. And so I think that's the sort of message to get over. And I'll come to Bucharest and I'll come to other places and we'll see how it goes.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, because that's hard. You're here 1 week and say a plan for the next, you know, your strategic plan for the next 3 years from Nigel Hickson. But thank you again very much, and we'll catch up with you in the hallways and byways today. So we are going to now finally be able to have a presentation from Diana, and so we're going to need a minute just to hook back up again. And we had this yesterday, but I need to resend it to you for remote? A couple things I just want to mention. Starting at 8 o'clock, what Vanda needed to go to was the supporting organizations and advisory committees. They report to the board on their week. And so I do have those reports already. And I'll forward them to everybody. So you have a transcript, and the transcript would come out, but I have the reports. So you'll be able to read about that. You won't have missed too much. I think we're good here having some chuckles with Nigel and Vanda, so we'll read it instead.
Good morning, everybody. I will start representing. First of all, I will to say Sabah al Khair. It's in Arabic, Wednesdays in Spanish, and good morning in English. Okay, I'd like to share with you my experience with ICANN and some nice memories that I have with ICANN and in my country. First of all, I will start by introducing myself. I'm Diana Mahasna from Jordan. I'm working as a system engineer and IT support engineer for 4 years and 6 months with NITC, the National Information Technology Center in Jordan, which is the DJO registry. And before 1 month, I left them and engaged with another company. It's NBC Group. It's a group of TV channels and news. Next one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I want to talk a little bit about Jordan. Actually, this is our map for Jordan. We are in the Middle East. We are surrounded by Syria and Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and Palestine. We have Jordan have a population for around 7 million people. Our CCTLD is Dutjo. Also, we have very famous places. I'd like to share a little bit of information about them. The first place is Petra, which is a very famous place, and it's one of the wonders of the world because it's just caved in pink rocks. It's just built by the Nabataeans, Arab. And it's a very, very, very old place. We don't know what's the exact time it was caved in that place, but it's around the 6th century BC, and it's the capital of the Nabataeans Arab. And this is a link for some information in a Wikipedia if you want to know more about Petra. The other place, it's Dead Sea. Dead Sea, or they call it Salt Sea, or maybe the Salt Lake, because it's it has a very salty water. So there's no life in this water. What's the most important about this place? It's around 423 meters below the sea level. It's the lowest point in the earth. And also I have a link on Wikipedia to know more information about the sea and its water. Now I will talk about the fellowship program. Actually, it was very honored for me to come here with the ICANN, and this is my third participation. My first one was in Mexico City in March 2009. The second one was in Seoul in October 2009, and my third, it's this in Costa Rica. Okay, now I will talk about the achievements that I have participated together for Jordan after I attend the ICANN meetings. Actually, there are two achievements. The first one, I worked with my colleagues to get the IDN for Jordan, .al-Urdun. And this is, as you can see, this website, it's our first website used the IDN. It's for our King Abdullah. And the second achievement, it's the configuration of IPv6 on our DNS, root DNS server for Jordan. And also, this is the picture, this snapshot, I take it the first time I go to the internet using a native IPv6 on my laptop. Yeah. Finally, I will talk personal impacts that I have after attending the ICANN. Actually, I've got, it's really a very, very, very large experience that I got from attending ICANN. It's expand my knowledge base, increasing my self-confidence. Also, I become speak English better than before. I was a little bit shy from talking and use English because I can read, I can write, but we didn't use it a lot to speak in English. And also meet all of you and get a new friends, perfect friends, that I'm very proud to know all of you and the other people that I met on the previous two meetings that I attend. Now I want to share some memories with you. This is the first picture. It's our group in Mexico City. And some pictures from Mexico City, downtown, the pyramids. Also, this is Janice. I love this picture. Really, this is Janice at the last day we have it in Mexico City. She was feeling so tired. But really, I love this picture because each time I see it, I remember how much Janice worked and have an effort to make us feel comfortable and get the knowledge that we want to get and the experience. Also, this is pictures from Seoul. And me with the traditional dress for people in Korea, the streets in Seoul, our meeting room, that's our fellowship meeting room also. And this is my pictures on Petra. I have a very nice trip, and I wish all of you come to visit Petra. It's a very amazing country, a city. You will see very amazing things, a very amazing color of a stone. You can't imagine. Either you saw in picture, it's very much different when you see it directly. Actually, when I was there, I just thought, oh, really nice. some pictures from the Dead Sea also. And thank you very much for giving me this time to share this information with you all. And I'm very proud to meet all of you and love you all. Thank you.
The word we just said about you, Diana, and of course I'll start to cry because it's Friday, but the word that we just said was sincere. You are not only just a very lovely and intelligent, and I don't know which one to put in front of the other, but you're from your heart. You are so sincere. We both just said, what's the good word to describe you? So thank you so much for sharing. I want to say two things. Disclaimer. Diana took those pictures around Mexico City and Seoul after the fellowship. She never went during the week. Those were all posted
that
afterwards.
That was mostly at the last day after the board meeting.
Yeah, she was frantic to me just to get out because Mexico City was your very first time to travel outside of your country.
Yes. And that was my first time. It's just really an adventure. I was very scared because I didn't go out Jordan without my family and without anyone. Actually, so that was a little bit scary, but I make it.
You did, but I'll never forget that because by the time we saw you in Seoul, you were already, you say, you know, about building confidence. In Seoul, you're already, you know, so much more transformed, so much more, you know, ready for the experience. But Mexico, it was really kind of like, everything was looking around, you know, like, wow, this, I really did this. I got in a plane and got here.
You know, Mexico City was my first time to travel, and I really loved this city. Although now there's a series on TV. I watch it just because it's in Mexico City, and in the same place that we was there. So, I was there. Just sitting every day and see these words for my family.
They think, okay, this fellowship in ICANN has made her crazy. We need to keep her away from that. Where she's watching Mexico City soap operas.
We need to be a little bit crazy. We can't be serious all the time.
No, we can't be. No. You know, it's one of the things that I just love, and thank you again so much for sharing. That was beautiful.
Thank you, too.
But, I mean, that's one of the great things about this program is, you know, I have to, and Moses reinforces with me and says, you have to be strict. You have to have rules. Wilson is very forward for me, too. It's nice. But, you know, in the end, you have to shrug it off, and you have to just say, okay, this is what I need to do, and I need to be serious about it in the sense that, like someone like Sasso, Serena,
You know, you now have additional responsibilities, right? So travel support, no travel support, right? So, I mean, you, well, from the GAC now, yes. But you have to go back and report on what you did. You know, you can't just arrive here and, you know, get through the week and say, well, that was great, and I met some great people, I had some great dinners, I danced at music night, and go back to work and slide into your desk, and it's all fine. You know, you have to be accountable for what you did when you were here, what it is that you achieved, who did you meet, why, how is it going to move forward because of this, who else are you going to talk to between meetings. You know, there's so much to do when you take on this next responsibility. So when I say that there is a final report, it's in that same vein. We're responsible to the community, you know, because the community is given a certain amount of money for travel support. And the fellowship program is different in a way from the community travel in that I get a budget for the year, for the three meetings. And I need to figure out how to get the most people here, the right people. Selection committee and I work together, the most people to get the exposure with that amount of money. And it's a little under 400,000 US for three meetings in very expensive cities that I have no control over. And coming from places like Papua New Guinea, which is like, how the heck, Bill Stanley, you know, how do we get them there? Well, we have to do a small plane from island, you know, to Manila, and then hope they catch it. They didn't. And then, you know, a couple hotels and then on. So, I mean, it can run expensive, but it's worth it. It's an investment. And so your reports, when they come back to me, I have shared them individually, and we want to share them more publicly. But your report is the start of your understanding that you have to take the experience in. You have to figure out what it means, and you have to put it back out, and you have to share. And it's so much of so much. It's about Rod saying yesterday, ambassadors, when someone said, you know, how do we get outreach? And he said, you, right? And so Kurt Pritz did a report in the Public Participation Committee yesterday here on outreach, and I said, I do work on that program, and because fellowship is part of that, right? And it's about becoming the best ambassador you can be. And so by thinking about your experience, going home, sitting on the plane, sitting in the airport, sitting in the hotels on the way home, getting back in, you don't want to wait too long, write notes, do whatever you need to do, but you want to wait long enough that it kind of sinks in and you can understand what it's about. And then I don't care if it comes back to me on an email. I don't care if it comes back to me in a photo diary, a PowerPoint, a Word document. I don't care how it comes out. I just want to understand from the laughter, from the networking, from the personal, from the self-confidence, the growth, the challenges, what didn't work well. After Dakar, I got a lot of Almadiz, which was the hotel that did not work well for me. Well, that's important because then I share that with the travel group, with the ICANN constituency travel. They knew that didn't work well all week. Sometimes they're also put in a position of accepting what's happening. But it's important that we understand each time how we can grow as a fellowship, how we can grow as ICANN, as a staff, how we support, how we can grow as a community. So the constituencies, the stakeholder groups, the community gatherings you went into, you can share with me about that. How did it feel to sit in on those meetings? Did I feel welcome? Did I feel like I understood? The newcomer track, should we do more high level? Should we not assume that everyone doesn't, you know, get at a certain level? In here, am I shooting at too low of a level? I know the intelligence around the room. I read the applications. But just like when I was a teacher way back in those young years as a blonde, you know, I have to look at a room of 30 children, and I have to understand, getting to know them, what is my best path in a period of time to get the best understanding across. And sometimes it's pulling at a level that's a little under what you're ready for, but it gives you the idea of where you can stretch to. But I'm not perfect at it. We're doing our five-year anniversary of the fellowship program in Prague. We're very over the moon. And I know, you know, all you now will be because you're part of this. But we need to learn, and we need to keep doing it better for the accelerated pace of learning, for the demands of what you need when you come here, for the quality that we're getting in the program. When we first started the program, it was kind of a wide net, you know, and not everybody knew about it. And now, because of all of you being ambassadors and all of you going out and talking about it and bringing it back to your regions, over these 5 years, we are getting a class and a quality of candidates that demands us to scrutinize further and further about who's coming here. And I said it on the first day. You are 27 of almost 200. It's such a credit to you and to what you said about yourself, about what you're bringing here and what you're going to bring back home. So you're amazing people. Tell me how to do it better. I'm the facilitator from ICANN. Any day someone else might take this job. I don't want them to, but that's the reality. That's life. And maybe someone else can take it in a direction that would work better. I would love if one of the alumni would come in. That's a pipe dream, right, to take it. To pass the mantle. But whether it's me or anyone else, it's a facilitator of this position, a facilitator of the program. We need to understand, as we've grown, how do we do this program better? Do we work with the at-large? Do we work with the Government Advisory Committee? Do we work with a GNSO on capacity building? Do we merge? Do we stay separate? So many things. For my new people, focus on your experience here. Share with me. Personal, professional. Give me some ideas of what you're thinking. I don't want 3-year plan. I don't want 1-year plan. I want a couple months. You know, I just want you to kind of look at, you know, here's my steps. Here's my next steps. Maybe you're going to write an article. I remember Sinawong from Cambodia came out of Singapore, and writing is what he does. And he wrote some incredible blogs following his experience that I got linked back to Rod. Because he wrote one about the spider and the starfish and then others about the experience, and I was linking them back to share. That's his way of outreaching right now. That's how he felt comfortable sharing. You might feel comfortable giving a presentation. You might feel comfortable writing a magazine or newspaper article. You might feel comfortable because you've decided to join a constituency or a stakeholder group, sharing and going that way. Whatever it is that you feel comfortable as your next steps, that's fine with me. I just want you to do those next steps. Find a way to consider what you've learned, to share what you've learned, to find a way to participate. Public comment, that's a way to participate. Right now you say, Janice, I'm up to here with work. I've got projects. I've got demands. I've got a new baby. Whatever it is. Okay, that's okay. We all have a life. We all have demands. All I'm saying is think about how you can take this and fit it into your life right now. And then the next step, the next time you come back through fellowship or on your own, you'll be able to set an agenda a little bit more clearly because you understand the demands of the week and what you want. And then when you leave, you'll do a bigger step or understand more. Okay, so I don't want more out of you than you yourself can do now. Because when we over-challenge or over-promise, it's just like losing weight or stopping smoking, right? I mean, you get defeated and all of a sudden you think, oh, I can't come back up. So don't do that. Set realistic goals for how you can work. We have great regional managers. Anne-Rochelle joined us again in the back. You've met Nigel. You've met Rodrigo. I'm going to look at the name so I say it right. Xiao Dongli is our new vice president from Asia. He wasn't able to stop by, but I can get you his email address. So we have great people to reach out to. So just do it by you. Do it by those steps, okay? Anne-Rochelle, please.
Good morning, y'all.
It's the end of the week. Thank God it's Friday. Glad you all stayed on and everything went well. I was listening to Janice talking to you about, you know, some of the things that you can do. And a few of you, you know, have asked me, how can I relate, you know, what I learned here to, you know, when I go back home out there. One of the things that a few of you have been through is internet governance. So it would be really nice if you could take it back and basically what you've learned here at the global level and bring it to the local level. And when I say that, it is to say, for example, right now, at the beginning of the week when you came here, some of you might have been in the, how do you say, the session that was on about internet governance. And we're talking about some things that will happen in the international telecommunication regulations at the end of the year. How many people here have read the international telecommunication regulations? Great. Two, three, fantastic, four, five. All right, we're going good. Okay, so you've read the international telecommunication regulations that date back to 1998. This is 2012. You've heard all the issues that are on the ICANN plate in terms of, you know, growing up. That's what I call them, you know, issues of growing up. Name it, from conflict of interest to, you know, growing the program, outreach and all of that. How do we stay relevant? So how do you tie that in to what is going to happen at the end of the year at home? You need to perhaps go see your telecom operator or your ISPs. You need to go see your country code manager, you know, and say, what is it exactly you do? How are you mapping out things like, you know, the national policy on data protection, you know, because I'm a user, you know, this is one of the issues that you hear. The who is stuff on ICANN is actually part of that, you know. How do you tie in what you heard this week in terms of what law enforcement is asking for ICANN to do to what is happening at home and explain to people some of the reasons why they should be actually aware of what is happening at ICANN? So tie in what is global to the local level is really very important, because for you to also be able to approach people at home, you need to be able to make ICANN relevant to them. Just talking about ICANN won't make it, you know. But if you say things like, you know, oh, law enforcement internationally, you're talking about registrar accreditation agreement changes so they can enforce things like, you know, having your data open so they can see it out there. Things like that, you know, resonate with people. Each one of us would like to, you know, have our data private, you know. Further thinking like, you know, Facebook. Every, you know, Vanda told you, you know, and a lot of you are sharing quite a few things on Facebook. Facebook is still is soon going to be an international, is going to have an IPO that will make them one of the, you know, biggest organizations or corporations in the world in terms of, you know, money-wise. All of that is based on your private data. One of the things that has emerged internationally is about, so is my data as private individual, is that something, can that thing be considered my intellectual property? How does that tie back into, you know, your registrars in your countries, basically taking your information and also marketing it out there in the world? So these are just some of the issues I want you to, you know, tie back in and think about as you go home, okay? And we're happy to help. And, you know, for my region, this is which is the best one that I know, you know, country by country, practically, I can tell you, you know, for some of them, and I've had this conversation with a few already, some of the stuff that they can tie in there, you know. So
talk to your regional liaisons. Go and really try and bring it back home so people can relate and feel, you know, concerned, and they can participate even more. And in the process, you become the mentors and the tutors. Thank you. Have a good day. Safe trips back home, okay? And if you have time till tomorrow, maybe enjoy the mountains a little bit.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, so we are going to now stop record and stop Adobe Connect and just share some things here. So I want to say goodbye to Waqar. I don't want him to cry on Adobe Connect. It'll be very sad for all of us. Can't have it. And we are going to stop our live stream, and we're all good. Good. Fantastic. Now we're just amongst ourselves. Yay. So, Alejandra, did you have some things you would like to share with everyone? Some goodies? She's been waiting all week for this, and with
yeah.
sharing with like Raylo and people in and out, we just going to do it. Go, girl.